The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
For movies tonight, we've asked our movie experts to give us some recommendations of the best comedies that you get in places like Netflix and Amazon Prime, which many of you I know have. Dee Malumbi, start for me please from entertainment.ie with an Eddie Murphy choice you've made, and you haven't gone for Beverly Hills Cop.
No, I think that that tends to be the go-to comedy that people choose when it comes to Eddie Murphy's best stuff. But I honestly am such a huge, huge fan of Coming to America. I think that this is a really, really fun film. It sees Eddie Murphy play an African prince who decides to go to New York in the hopes of finding a smart and not just beautiful woman to be his bride, because he's due to become king and he needs, obviously, a queen. So he goes to Queens to find her. So he ends up working at a fast food chain while he's there and living in a crummy apartment. He's just excited to experience kind of authentic, normal life, even though his friend and aide, Semi, who is played brilliantly in this by Arsenio Hall, is absolutely repulsed at the idea of that kind of life. It's a good one to check out as well, because there actually is a sequel in the works to Coming to America at the moment, so I can't wait to see them all back on the big screen for that.
Okay, Brian Lloyd from entertainment.ie is with us as well. Your first pick is from Amazon Prime, and it's Lucky Logan. What's that?
No, Logan Lucky.
Oh, sorry.
No, you're glad. It was basically described kind of like a red state version of Ocean's 11, in that you had this very convoluted heist. It was directed by Steven Soderbergh, and it had an ensemble cast. Now, in this, you have Adam Driver, Channing Tatum, and Daniel Craig. And really what's going on is that they're trying to rob a NASCAR race. But how they do it is they essentially dig in from underneath, and there's a whole convoluted thing about getting Daniel Craig out of prison. But it's absolutely brilliant. Like,
it is. I've seen it. I'm just remembering it now. It's terrific.
Yeah, yes, that's exactly it. And it was so underrated. Like, it came and went from cinemas, but it is getting a second life on Amazon Prime. And for my money, I think it's one of Daniel Craig's best roles outside of Bond. Like, he's so, so good in it.
Okay, let's hear a clip from it. And this is Adam Driver and Channing Tatum discussing how a robbery.
Do you hear the words coming out your mouth? They have their own police force.
I'm midway through my presentation, so you can just not interrupt me and let me get it out. How many times have I listened to that Logan family curse thing yours? Thank you. Now, as you very well know, Speedway's got a big problem on its hands right now. 40-year-old pipe bursting since the whole thing's built on landfills turning to mush, which causing all these sinkholes. That's right, the sinkholes in the infield. Now, they wanted to fix this thing up right, so what'd they do? What they do, they called a bunch of us who used to work down their mines. Because we know the work.
Man, you do good work.
We do good work.
But you were just fired.
I was let go for liability reasons involving insurance.
Can you just get to the part of why you think you can do this?
I know how they move the money.
Yeah. Definitely one to be recommended. It's really, really good movie. Dee, your next pick is from Netflix. This is The End. Do we really need an apocalyptic comedy at such times as this?
But I think that it's important to be able to like have a laugh at ourselves as well. But it is kind of funny because in this particular one, Seth Rogen, Jay Baruchel, James Franco, Jonah Hill, Danny McBride and Craig Robinson play versions of themselves, but they are kind of forced into this situation where they're trapped in a house while the world is kind of crashing all around them. So it might be a little too similar to reality, but obviously this is much more over the top. This is a really, really funny movie. Like I said, sees them play versions of themselves, except they're all total like jerks to one another in it, and they're kind of like quite catty and gradually turning against one another. It's a very funny film. And you've got some great cameos in there from the likes of Paul Rudd. There's a great scene involving Emma Watson. People remember her from Harry Potter. Rihanna sings a bit in it as well. It's a really, really funny comedy. Very bold, though, I would have to say.
Well, we better put the language warning for the clip that we have. This is where, after hearing news of riots and martial law being in place, the gang starts to panic.
We should probably go back to your place, eh?
What are you talking about, man? No way. I'm not leaving here.
I don't want to die at James Franco's house.
You heard the TV. The TV said stay here. It said stay in your homes.
We need to stay here until they start rescuing people, okay?
A huge earthquake happens. Who do they rescue first? Actors.
Famous people.
They'll get Clooney, Sandra Bullock, me. If there's room, you guys will come. The point is that we're all gonna get out of this first.
There's already going crazy out there, guys. We can't leave. I'm not leaving, okay? I'm a victim. I've had a victim's mentality my whole life. People can smell it on me.
We are all soft.
Yeah.
We are all soft. We are actors. We pretend to be hard, man.
Yeah.
We soft as baby shit.
As baby shit. Soft as baby. Wait, Craig, what are you doing, man?
Hey. What are you doing? What are you doing to the painting,
man? We gotta
man?
Board this shit up, man.
Board it up.
We gotta protect ourselves. We don't know how long we're gonna be in here. Okay. There's raccoons and bandits and shit out there.
This is Obey,
man. Get out the way.
This is like my favorite fucking painting. What are you doing, Craig? Guys, help. 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 Look. Helicopter. Helicopter. The good guys are here. We're fine. It's gonna be fine.
This is the end. Brian, your next pick is from Amazon Prime as well. I'm not aware of this one. What Do We Do in the Shadows?
No, What We
what
Do,
we
in,
do
the
in the Shadows. So I keep getting these names wrong. Sorry.
No, you're right. And this is fantastic. This is Taika Waititi. Now, you'd know him as the director of Jojo Rabbit, and he played Hitler in that as well. This was really the one that kind of put him on the map. And essentially what it is it's a mockumentary, but it's a mockumentary of vampires. And it's a group of vampires in New Zealand who go about their mundane daily lives while a documentary crew tracks their movements. And Taika Waititi stars as Viago, who's this uptight 379-year-old vampire who still dresses like he's in the 18th century, but even though it's modern day. This has actually been adapted into a TV series as well. With a few other people from the original film, but really, I mean, it's very, very, very funny. It really does mock the entire vampire genre and horror in general. But it's not necessarily. I mean, Taika Waititi, he has a very unique style, I think. And if anyone's seen Hunt for the Wilder People, they'll know how good he is. But this is really, really good, and it's just very, very funny.
Viago wakes the other vampires for a flat meeting in this extract.
Ladislav! Oh! Sorry!
What?
Hey!
What time is it?
We're going to have a flat meeting in about 10 minutes.
20.
Okay, is it?
Is Peter coming? Should we wait?
Peter's 8,000 years old. We're not going to have Peter at the meeting. Okay, so I wanted to have a quick chat about flat responsibilities because, guys, I think that we're not all pulling our weight here. We're not just pointing the finger at you, Deacon. You're a cool guy, but you're not pulling your weight in the flat.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that I'm cool.
No, that's not the point, though.
Yeah, no, I know. Not a flat meeting about how cool you are.
I do my flat chores.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. I do. That's why we're having the flat meeting.
The point is, Deacon, that you have not done the dishes for 5 years.
Ladislav is right. It's unacceptable to have so many bloody dishes all over this bench like this.
I'm so embarrassed when people come over here.
What does it matter? You bring them over, you kill them. Vampires don't do dishes.
Okay. D, your next pick is one which was on Amazon Prime until recently, which I believe is now on Netflix. I, Tonya,
yeah, this has just arrived on Netflix on Monday, so it's quite new. Margot Robbie plays Tonya Harding in it, the ice skater champion. She gives a phenomenal performance, the best of her career, I think. She got an Oscar nomination, lost out, but Allison Janney did actually take home the Oscar that year for Best Supporting Actress for playing the mother in it, Lavanna Golden. So the film documents how Tonya became a star. She was the first woman to complete a triple axel in competition, but then later there was an attack on a fellow Olympic competitor and the finger ended up being pointed at Tonya Harding. But the movie adaptation of her story is very, very good. It's very clever how it kind of plays with the idea of how true a story it actually is. And there's a kind of current of dark humour running through it that's really, really well done.
Here's a clip in which Tonya, played, of course, by Margot Robbie, gets married and her mother, played by Allison Janney, is not impressed.
You do dumb things when you're young, like marrying Jeff.
Birds singing.
The wedding was nice. It made sense at the time. Okay, I mean, I could have insurance good benefits all around. I mean, he had a car. Plus, I was doing 6 hours a day of practice and competitions while I worked at a hardware store, and I ran a forklift and a drill press, and I did welding. But now I could just skate like all the other girls.
I don't know what to tell you. Marrying the first idiot who says you're pretty. You fuck dumb. You don't marry dumb.
Okay, I forgot to give the language warning on that. Okay, your next choice, Brian, is also on Amazon Prime. You're going for a cock and bull story.
Yeah, this is essentially a film in a film featuring Steve Coogan and Rob Brydon. And if anyone's ever watched The Trip with the two
love
of them.
Love The Trip.
Yeah, well, then you're going to love this, because this is really was the kind of the kernel from which The Trip grew. And essentially what it is Steve Coogan is playing himself. He's starring in an adaptation of Tristram Shandy, Gentleman. And Rob Brydon is starring alongside him as Uncle Toby. And essentially it's very much like The Trip. The two of them are just like sparring off one another. They're getting angry with each other. The production is running over budget. Coogan is constantly trying to keep himself occupied with other things and keep away from Brydon, who's, you know, sort of being a bit funny and being very kind of, you know, like he is in The Trip. Like, it's very, very much like The Trip. But what this, I think, has a little bit more going for it is that whereas in The Trip, it was really about, you know, two men stuck together who didn't know how to interact with each other. This is more just about the kind of the ego, you know, that kind of way. And Coogan plays it very, very, very not over the top, but he's more outside. Like, the arrogance is way more pronounced here than it would be in The Trip. Like,
okay, we don't have a clip from that. We do have a clip from Dee's next Netflix pick, which is Spy, which stars who?
So this stars Rose Byrne and Melissa McCarthy, who obviously shared the screen together previously for Bridesmaids. And I really do think it's probably both of their best comedy aside from Bridesmaids. So in it, Melissa McCarthy plays Susan Cooper, who's always been a desk-bound CIA employee. But then she gets her big chance to go out into the field, and she's globetrotting after the villain played by Byrne when her partner is killed on a mission. It's a very, very funny movie. Jude Law and Jason Statham are in it as well. They play fellow spies, and Jason Statham is particularly funny in it. I didn't think that he had kind of the talent to do such humor, but
okay, let's hear a little bit of that.
Why are you being so nice to me? It can't just be because I remind you of some sad Bulgarian clown.
You remind me of my mother.
Oh, really? You know that. I mean, you and I are pretty close in age.
You're funny. It's the Bulgarian clown in you.
Okay.
She was marvelous, but she was different. Eccentric, like you are.
No.
The moment I saw you standing there in that abortion of a dress, it's as if to say, this is what I've got, world. It's hideous, but it's mine. This was her.
Hey, how'd you get that picture of me? I look amazing. Hello, doppelganger.
She was the only person I could ever trust.
Well, here's to your mom.
To my mother. And to you.
And here's to you. I mean, you may never be as wise as an owl, but you'll always be a hoot to me.
What a stupid toast. You're delightful.
As are you.
That is Spy. Unfortunately, we're running out of time, so I need literally, I'm going to have to give you your clips or your picks of the week. Dee Mullumby is nominating A Monster Calls on BBC One at 10 p.m. next Sunday. And Brian is nominating War for Planet of the Apes, which is on Channel 4 next Saturday at 9 p.m. Dee Mullumby and Brian Lloyd from entertainment.ie, thank you both very much for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.